This is Jim.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Okay, how are you guys?
Good. Coach, is it important to more than just Calvin for him to be able to get 2,000 yards?
Well, anytime Calvin's got the ball in his hand, it's good for our football team. You know, so really doesn't matter what the yards are or, you know, any kind of personal accolades. It's what you can do to help the team on Sunday. And you know, Calvin's done that all year. He's been hurt most of the year, missed a lot of practice time, but still goes out every Sunday and helps put us in position to score and affects the defense that's on the field. So, you know, like I said, he's about as humble a guy as you can be around, you know, as much as this is a great accomplishment for him and breaking a record held by one of the greatest players in the history of the National Football League, Jerry Rice. You know, I think the only focus that Calvin has is trying to get a win on Sunday.
What's been the key for you guys to get other people involved, like Pettigrew, like some of the other receivers, and I know they've got some injuries at this point, whereas the Bears have got Marshall with a ton of production, and they really can't get the ball to anybody else.
Well, Pettigrew's missed the last couple games for us with an ankle sprain, and you know, we'll see where he gets to this Sunday. And a lot of our other guys also missed. I think, you know, our quarterback, you know, can, you know, still worked hard to not only get Calvin the ball, and I think Scott Linehan, our offensive coordinator, has been very creative in trying to find ways to get the ball. But, you know, just life in the NFL, there's going to be injuries, and you have to find a way to overcome them. We're not in an ideal situation right now when it comes to that. But nobody cares about that. The only thing they care about is you know, whether you're scoring or you're not. And we need to do a better job of getting the ball to other people other than Calvin.
Special teams have been an issue earlier in the year. How have you addressed those as we get season progressed?
Yeah, we had two games where we gave up back-to-back two-touchdown games. Since then, our coverage units have been much improved. A lot of that was getting young players on the job training, I guess you'd say, you know, and some of it was injuries that were affecting some of our guys on special teams as they moved into more prominent roles on defense. And I think Chicago is as good as their coverage units are, you know, the best or one of the best, if not the best coverage units in the NFL. I think when they've had some of their injuries on defense at linebacker and safety, and even at corner, you can see how that affects their coverage units also. You know, return game-wise, you know, we still have room. You know, we haven't broken any long touchdowns. You know, we've had, you know, some production, but we've also had some bad decisions and turned the ball over on special teams. Special teams is going to be a huge matchup in this game. You know, Devin Hester is one of the best, if not best, returner, dual returner in the NFL. His punt return average doesn't look great right now, but that doesn't mean that we don't respect him every single play. And I think part of that average is the respect that people have for him and the way that they punt the ball, whether it's sideline, out of bounds, or even sky kicks.
This has been a roller coaster season in Chicago for the Bears. Great start, rough patch in the middle, and a little bit under the gun coming onto this final game. But, you know, they have a chance for the playoffs, and that's where most teams, you included, would like to be, right?
Oh, everybody wants that. I mean, that's what this league is all about, is getting into the playoffs and then progressing once you get there. You know, the Bears started off 7-1. We visited there Monday night and lost 13-7. About midway through the season and saw them when they were really rolling. And, you know, they lost five out of their last seven, but they still have an opportunity. And it's our job on Sunday to make sure that they don't get that opportunity. I know they need some help, but the number one thing that the Bears need to do is win. And that's the only thing that they can control. It's the only thing that we can control as Detroit Lions. Our job is to go out there and get a division win, and keep them from being in the running.
Now, how, as you mentioned, you saw them earlier in the year, despite the injuries, you know, how challenging is this team going to be come Sunday?
Well, I mean, I think that anytime you play in the NFC North, There's a lot of respect that goes on for each team. Players know each other well. We know a lot about them. We have a lot of respect for what they've done, the toughness that they have, the way that they play offensively and defensively. We've had a lot of injuries at wide receiver and defensive back. Seems like the Bears have had a lot of injuries on their offensive line. Maybe potentially running back. We'll see how, Forte goes though, but losing Bush probably had a part of that. And even though the receivers, they really haven't lost guys for the season, they've been rolling through with Devin Hester with missing the game with a concussion and then Bennett being sort of in and out, and Weems has gotten a little bit more time, and all those, Alshon Jeffrey missed some time early in the year with the hand. But it's just the way it is. We need to be able to come out on Sunday and find a way, regardless of those situations, to be effective. And the Bears are in the same boat. They have to come out on Sunday and find a way, regardless of what their injuries are, to be effective.
What do you make of their inability to score the last few weeks?
We're a little bit more worried about us. We have a lot of respect for what they've accomplished, for where they are, and the fact that they do have a chance for the playoffs. They got an outstanding quarterback, one of the best running backs in the National Football League, and a receiver that has 114 catches or whatever it is. I mean, there's a lot to respect when it goes to their offense. As far as sort of trying to put a finger on why they haven't scored, or being critical of another team, we'll worry about ourselves and trying to keep them from not scoring rather than giving them any pointers.
Coach, earlier today, Henry Melton was saying he thinks the Lions are a dirty team that takes cheap shots and talks trash. What do you make of all that?
I don't know. I mean, the focus is on the game on Sunday, and I think that, when you're in the division, teams know each other very well. They played against each other a lot, and the only thing that's going to matter when we get to Sunday is the guys that are on the field and playing, and I think we'll just leave it there.
Any other questions? All right, thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Coach.
Okay, guys. See you on Sunday.